Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
There are a lot of cottonwood tree leaves lying in an area on the Lake Mittagoche hiking and biking trail. All of them are green with a large round growth or gall on the leaf stalk or petiole. It made me wonder what was going on, so I had to do a little investigating. Galls can form in several plant parts, such as stems and leaves. The massive plant cells forming the gall are in response to a mite, insect, or pathogen in an attempt to isolate it from the rest of the plant. Gall formation is often initiated when an insect oviposits an egg or eggs inside the tissue of a host plant. The female injects some chemical or chemicals into the plant which stimulates gall formation, and when the larvae develops, it may also continue to produce the substances. The gall itself is composed of plant tissue, but the insect apparently controls the form because the characteristics of the gall are unique to the insect species. The chemistry of all of this, however, is not well documented. What I've been seeing is the work of aphids that form what is known as the cottonwood petiole gall. The aphids release a chemical that causes the formation of a blister-like structure around them that serves as a sort of a covering. At any rate, it apparently works quite well for the aphids and does little damage to the host cottonwood. The leaf drop might be a nuisance for us, but that's about it. If you spend some time outdoors, no doubt you'll see galls, perhaps on goldenrods, willows, roses, maples, oaks, as well as a variety of other plants. And if you happen to see lots of cottonwood leaves lying on the ground, take a closer look at them. Odds are that you'll see a gall on each one, perhaps a half inch or so in diameter on the leaf stalk. That's the cottonwood petiole gall. And although it may appear like the cottonwood tree is in big trouble, it's nothing to get worried about. I've put a couple pictures of the cottonwood leaves with the petiole galls along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.